This is a Seebeck viscometer. There's an awful large number of different ways to measure viscosity. This is perhaps one of the simplest. So I'm going to pour this into a heated reservoir. And do the same with the other crude oil. The reason the reservoir is heated is because temperature is a factor that influences viscosity. And now I'm going to do a very simple experiment. What I'm going to do is yank these chains, and we're going to see how long the time difference is between the Pennsylvania crude on the left and the Gulf of Mexico crude.